issue in his back pocket, and it's really the forefront issue, beloved. This is where he's going. He goes, my son will return to the planet. And beloved, it's not just that Jesus comes back and we all just start floating on clouds and playing harps. There's an age to come. Christ will rule and reign the planet from Jerusalem. That's going to happen. And there is dramatic, and you've got to get this in your mind. You've got to get this in your life. There is massive continuity between how you live your life in this age and the way you will live your life in the age to come. Everything you do in this age has a consequence and repercussions and perhaps reward as it relates to the age to come. This is the internship, beloved. 70, yay, 80 years you get in this life. It's the internship, beloved. In the next age, you're married to deity, ruling the nations with him with a rod of iron sitting on his throne with him. This is the internship.
It's like a breath before the time. It's like the truth after a lie. This fight is taking over. Searchlights in every corner. Like I loved you when you're gone. Escaping in the dawn. I swear we'll flood your city. No choice, it's what you're getting. If you want a people, you just let me know. If you want it, then you'll see it. Let me know. Wash away the tears, will you just let me know. Need to see it, then you'll want it. Let me know.
Oh, I pray that it rocks your mind and rocks your life. But you go, wait, what do you mean this is the internship? I'm telling you, right now, all he's doing is getting your heart. Now he's getting a billion or two hearts right now. But God's worldview as it relates to you, his big worldview and big issue as it relates to you is your heart.
If you want a people, you just let me know. If you want it, then you'll see it. Let me know. Wash away the tears, will you just let me know. Need to see it, then you'll want.
It's not so much your ministry. Now, God knows how to play 10-level chess. And so he will, in the process of getting your heart, cause you to affect nations. So he can get their hearts. That's how he does. But he's not so much concerned about your ministry. He's concerned about your heart. His worldview as it relates to you is your heart. There's a proofing and a trying and a qualifying process that God is working in you right now. It has everything to do with your thoughts, your words, and your actions. And all those things will be reviewed before we start the next age. Hello. It's called the judgment seat of Christ. He's going to review our stuff and then put us in place in the next age.
If you want a people, you just let me know. If you want it, then you'll see it. Let me know. Wash away the tears, will you just let me know. Need to see it, then you'll want it. Let me know.
Many, we live this life with selfishness as our banner, parading as Christians and claiming love, yet the motivating factor of our life is our personal comfort. And I tell you, that will find you in last place in the age to come. And so he goes, I have got a plan that I am going to bring to pass. And it has everything to do with my son. And I want as many to be there. But my plan, at the epicenter of my plan, is watchmen on the walls.
Wide awake, wide awake. Breathe this in the waters wait, waters wait, asking if you are. Erase everything within you will feel. Erase now.
In God's mind, he goes, I have said it, as if it's an already done reality, yet it hasn't even begun at this point. I mean, it's 2,500 plus years from even happening. But God says, I've already set them on your walls. Because that's my plan. I've already set in action the reality of it. And now, in our day, how stunning is this? There's a prayer movement that God is causing to congeal. It's coming together. The bones and the sinews and the ligaments and the arms and the legs, and all of it's coming together, and flesh is beginning to form on this prayer movement that God is beginning to breathe life on. People from all sorts of different streams don't even know why, but they're getting sideswiped by God, and He's throwing them into intercession. He's wounding their hearts, and He's putting a groan inside of them, and they're finding themselves in night and day prayer. He's not going to let one word fall to the ground. We think of Samuel as a good prophet. Let me tell you who the greatest prophet is. His name's the Lord God. Every word in the book will come to pass in perfection. In perfection. We could have night and day reality of prayer. We could have an epicenter of kingdom reality, a 50-mile demon-free zone. We could eliminate abortion. We could have revival in the city. We could have healing on demand. We could have an open heaven and glory in the atmosphere. Gold dust could fall at the QT in mounds where they have to sweep it out of the way. We could have that reality. But let me tell you something. If my heart is not broken and alive in God, if I don't embrace meekness, if I'm not humble, if I don't know the Lord intimately, guess what? All that's great and God's working in all of it. But you know what? In the age to come, I suffer more. Everything you do in this age has consequences and repercussions and perhaps reward as it relates to the age to come. Jerusalem, that's going to happen, and there is dramatic, and you've got to get this in your mind, you've got to get this in your life. There is massive continuity between how you live your life in this age and the way you will live your life in the age to come.